Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
All right, welcome back. So I said in the last video that we would be expanding this idea of the dominants into some other stuff, so I'd like to do a little bit of that now in the form of an exercise. So we were looking at the different dominants, going to C major, for example, D flat 7. And this could also go to C minor. So that's D flat 7 sound. Sounds like a G7 with a sharp 11 and a flat 9, right? Sharp 11, flat 9. And also to get to C7, we got the B flat 7. And this sounds like a G7 with a sharp 9 and a flat 9. Sharp 9, flat 9, coming off the root, and the flat 7, the B-flat 7 chord. Then we have an E7. That sounds like a G7 with 13, flat 9, right? So these are the different sounds that we dealt with, and then you got the regular vanilla G7. And those are all coming out of the diminished. This diminished B, D, F, A flat structure with making any particular note of that flat, we can make the four dominants that we're talking about. Okay, that's a quick review. So now those all go to C, C major or C minor or C7 or C anything really. So what I'd like to do now is, well, you could take that as an exercise, your first exercise, where you're basically imagining one destination and four different ways to get there. So you take any key, let's say E flat, and I just mess around with trying to get there from those four different ways. First, establishing my key center. E7, D flat 7. I should do some kind of order. Let me start with the regular dominant and move up to minor thirds. So I'll go B flat 7 to E flat 7. Now in this version, I'm not doing like arpeggios. Like, you could do it that way, just to get the hang of it, to get your sounds together. But after you kind of mentally get the grasp of that, then you know you can just improvise and think of those chords. Thinking B flat 7 to E flat. Now I'm going to go up a minor third for the dominant. Thinking D flat 7 to E flat. The sound. I do a a few of those, maybe four of those, then E7 to E flat. Alright? And then the next one is the G7 to E flat. The traffic circle concept, where you have these four entrances and they all come into the same place. Now, what I'd like to expand that into is, imagine you're at the place, and then where can you go? So let's say that we did that, E7 to E-flat. Now we're in E-flat, and I'd like to turn that into an E-flat 7. I can always just think of that as a diminished, of course, starting off a G, B flat, D flat, F flat. But I can think of E flat 7. Now, I think instead of thinking I want to get somewhere, I'm thinking, where can I go from here? So E flat 7 can go where? E flat 7 can go to A flat, it can go to B. It can go to D, and it can go to F, right? So let me take the E flat 7 up to F. So now my chord progression is going E7, E flat major, E flat 7, F. And I'm going to say, let me make that into an F7. Where can I go from there? I say, well, let me take the F7. Let's take it to D flat. Okay? These are all using the movements that we already went over. F7 can go to D flat. It's one of the dominants of D flat. Okay? So we could say F7 to D flat, sounding something like. Okay, so now my chord progression is E7 to E flat major to E flat 7 to F to F7 to D flat major. Let's make a D flat minor. Why not? Let's make a D flat minor. So let's go. D flat 7, whatever, wherever you go, you just make it into a dominant 7th chord, whether it's major or minor. I'll go to C, I'll take that C, make a C7, go to F, why not, back to F, make that F7, go up to G. G7, C minor, C7, where should we go? B major, B7, let's go to B flat minor. Okay, you see, so this is just a random journey that I'm taking by moving from one traffic circle to another, you know? And so that could sound very interesting. It's kind of nice. It's just a fun way to improvise and move randomly, modulating through keys. It gets you very also good knowledge of the fretboard. So, you know, if I were to just do that without calling out all the names, it could sound something like... Thank you. do that for a long time. It's just really fun for me to do. So one way that we looked at last time is thinking about one key center and all the ways to get there. And the other way is thinking about you're at a place and where can you go from there. So check that out. See you soon.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.